they board you in shifts, you know? They board you. They don't just say, go on, way to go. Well, they do on cheap flights. On Ryanair, they just, you know, you just do whatever you like. Which is really tense, because everyone is trying to predict when the plane is going to go. So nothing will happen. And then suddenly one person will go, maybe the plane's going, and everyone goes, the plane might be going. And you can clearly see the plane hasn't arrived, but everyone's queuing and edging around the queue. So this is one of those more civilised flights where they say, anybody with seats 15 to 25, please make your way to the aircraft. And I check my ticket, I'm in luck, 18C. I qualify. And me and my fellow qualification people, we all make our way leisurely to the queue. You go after, I don't mind after you, we qualify. Those people don't qualify. Other people who don't qualify are starting to edge a bit. Some people sit, they remain seated, even though they qualify. These are odd people. They have this theory that the plane won't leave without us. Why get up? The plane won't leave without us. It's a good theory, it works, except if everybody had it, nobody would get up. Think about it. Just be a whole lot of people going, the plane won't leave without us. The captain going, please, please, but the plane won't leave without us. So then I'm in the queue, right? I'm in the queue, and we're going through that process where you have your big ticket, and then they turn it into a little ticket, and then you get onto the plane where there'll be a stewardess who gives you directions to your seat, okay? Directions to your seat. You've seen planes, right? They're long sort of tube things. Yeah, just a long thing. They go from one to however long the plane is, but they give you directions to your seat. I managed to dress myself and pay for the ticket, but I need you to go 18, straight down there. 42, straight down there. 16, straight down there. Thank God you were here. Last time I was in the locker for half an hour. Nobody was here. How stressful is it going on holiday? Passport, passport. Who's got the passports? Who shall take a passport? Should we take individual passport? I will take all passports. I will take on all passport responsibility. In the airport, everyone's checking. Every few seconds, people just walking. Sometimes, for some reason, you don't find them. Ah! It's okay. I'm sorry, I was looking in the wrong pocket. I've got them. Oh, my God, I thought it was over. People never want to show you their photo. People always want to see it. It's like, can I see the photo? Can I see the photo? Can I see the photo? No! No, you can never see my photo. No. Can I please? Can I... No! I'm so ugly in this photo! Do you know what passports are? They're an accurate representation of your face. So that you can pass ports. That's what you look like, okay? Deal with it. You'll probably notice when you go through customs, people don't go, oh, you are so hideous, but quite model-like in the flesh. I will not believe it's you. They don't do that, do they? They go, ugly, ugly, get the bags. We've probably all been in this situation before. There's always a little trouble as to find which is your seatbelt. Various seatbelts. Then I normally have to go all the way. I don't know about you, but I would take this to its absolute maximum. And then give me a little bit of room. That pops in there, nice and relaxed. And then rude people, as soon as the sign's off, there's a boom, they will immediately recline. You know who you are. As soon as it's off, they'll just go, right, that's me. And just so you know, the person sitting behind you is staring at the back of your head, complaining to the whole room, look at this guy, look at this rude recliner. Because the more polite of us, and you also know who you are, and I count myself among them, well, you do it in increments. Just every sort of 10 minutes, I will slowly just move a little bit. And then there you are, after 40 to 50 minutes, and they're behind you going, how the hell did he do that? Yes, that's the idea. Slow, incremental recliner. Then you've got your blanket, if it gets chilly, shoes tend to go off. Always a little bit embarrassing. So they always say, leave your seatbelt on. They say, leave it on in case of turbulence. So you have to leave your seatbelt on. Then the blanket goes there. Then you try and sleep. But then sometimes the stewardess, there's turbulence, the stewardess comes around. She goes, excuse me, sir, is your seatbelt on? And it's a very awkward moment when you have to lift and direct her. Yes.
very awkward moment I'm sure we've all been through. So you've got all the things here, the armrests move, the tray comes down, we've even got food here, which we can go through, which is absolutely revolting. We've got the hardest, bread you'll ever get in the world. And then, of course, they come down and they go, would you like the chicken or the fish? Chicken or the fish, sir? We've got chicken or fish? Then they go, oh, I think I'll have the chicken. They go, we're out of chicken. All right, that's for offering the chicken. So, as you all know, for takeoff, they always tell you to put the blind up. They go, make sure. Sometimes you're about to take off, everything's fine, and they go, excuse me, sir, could you just pop your blind up? We need all the blinds up for takeoff. Really? This blind is linked to the engine of the plane, is it? Is the captain up there going, something seems to be wrong. Have you checked all the blinds? Have you checked all the blinds? 32B, check with 32B. All right, whoa, well, that's better. Close one. All right, so this is where he'll come. That's another thing that happens, is when it ends, when the plane, because it's a race, isn't it, to get off the plane? It's a race. You pretend you're not racing, don't you? You look around. As soon as you get there, you're looking around. They always go, welcome to such and such. You have arrived. Please wait for the seatbelt sign to go off. But everybody is waiting. They might as well say, body marks, get set, go. Sometimes you politely let people off into the aisle. No, after you. No, please, after you. But you're eyeballing them. I'll get you in the tunnel, dickhead. This lead that I just gave you, I'll be reclaiming that in the funnel before we even reach the tunnel. Because as soon as you get out, you've got your bags, you start jockeying for position, overtaking. Sometimes they respond, but they never look over. They've never acknowledged that there's a race. They speed up. No, you bloody don't. But they never acknowledge that it's a race. I know exactly what's going on here. People's children, I need to pee. There's no way we can pee. And in fourth place, piss your pants. We could win this. Come on. I like it when you get to the moving floor, you know, the travelator floor. You know, when you step on and suddenly you're moving at twice the speed. Because right next to the moving floor is a non-moving floor option. Which I think we can just call floor, now that I think it is. And most normal people take the moving floor option because the bloody floor is moving. But some people, you know who you are, you decide for some reason you can beat all of the people on the moving floor. And you realise your mistake quite early and have to justify it by bringing out the fastest walk you've ever even attempted. I am justified to take the non-moving floor. I will beat all of you. But you can't. People on the moving floor are just like, you're never going to beat me. I'm on a moving floor again. But it doesn't matter how well you do in the race. There's only one actual winner of the race, as we all know, and that's the elderly on the back of the buggy. And don't they love their little nose? As they come beeping past. Beep, 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 beep. But then you've got to get through customs. And let's be honest, that slows you down. It doesn't matter if you've done very well out of your plane, because lots of the planes are arriving at the same time. And then when you've got to do the passport, that's when it can be big queues, regardless of how well you've done in your initial race. That's where they have the big ropes, the big zigzag rope system to accommodate all the people, right? And sometimes you get there, and there are no people. You can't believe it. It's amazing. It's just like, oh, this is the Holy Grail. It's just empty ropes and people waiting for the passports. We're going to be out of here in no time. I don't know how other nationalities deal with this situation. I presume that Americans just hurdle the ropes. Yeehaw! Yeehaw! Pass me the kids, honey. Woo! Woo! Yeehaw! Germans probably unhooks a rope. Family comes through, then rehooks the rope on the other side. Unhooks the next rope, family, come on through. Now I shall rehook the rope on the other side. Unhooks the following rope, family comes through. Brazilians probably do limbo under the ropes. British people, it doesn't even cross our minds. We just look at the ropes and off we go. Pause for an American, yeehaw! passport guy's hand, you've still got a 45-minute walk ahead of him. They don't check your passports. They know you're British by the way you handle the rope system. Put that passport away, sir. Come on through. Welcome home. Baggage reclaim tour. Hope you had a great haul.